Two extremely prominent athletes should have already been in Pittsburgh, at least for a quick visit in one case, and they should be here by now. One is the number two prospect in all of baseball, just threw a no-hitter through six innings the other day in AAA, where he's absolutely tearing it up. His name is Bubba Chandler. Limits and I have reached a point where the Pirates waited so long. Probably should have been with the team just like Jared Jones right out of spring training or Skeens. When was Skeens called up, Bo Limitless Wonder?
May 11th last year.
Instead, and I know the starting pitching was good, but you make room for a potential star in the number two prospect in all of baseball. But now that they've waited this long, what's another couple weeks? The team stinks. So that really, at this point, at least to us, and I don't want to speak for you, Limits, I never would even dream of that, is immaterial. You might as well, save a year on the other end so that whoever they trade him to at the end of his deal will have that extra, you'll have that extra year as bargaining power anyway,
well,
right?
Well, it's really that you would have him for an extra year, and then you're still going to probably trade him with 1 year left or 2 years left.
So you
but
get
you
an extra year.
You would have Chandler for an extra year. Yeah,
wonderful point, Limits. Yeah, and then the other guy who's not here is Aaron Rodgers.
You're not going to get an extra year of control on him.
You probably don't
want an extra year of control on him.
And how this is just dragging on and on and on and on, and he should be here for OTAs as the new leader of the team.
Now, Doran has chimed in.
Yes, what did he say?
Doran said, because I asked him, do you think Rodgers should be at OTAs? He said, not OTAs, but he should be at mandatory minicamp.
Okay. That's fair, coming from an NFL player. And that could help sway some opinions. How many times, I wonder, though, did Tom Brady miss OTAs with the Patriots? That would be, ask Doran, when you were with the Patriots, was Brady at OTAs? Can you ask him that?
Say, yes.
I'm not badgering you, but Starkey was curious, because I don't want to get Doran angry because he was already mad at me because I didn't know he was the fastest player on his pit teams from this morning. He left angry. Okay?
Sent.
All right. He should be here, I think. What do you think? 412-928-9370 about those two situations that are brewing here as we start the week on a Tuesday. Limits, let's go to the phone lines, shall we? Brian Batko waiting at OTAs to join us. Top of the hour from the Post-Gazette. He's on site, so he'll have some answers for us on some other matters. And who knows, maybe on Rodgers. Maybe Rodgers shocks us and just walks right past Brian Batko as he's on the air with us. Who do we have?
That would be incredible. Here is KP in the car. He wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Hi, KP.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Kind of want to just add my two cents on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of just feel like, you know, as we all feel, like the Pittsburgh standard has just, like, diminished tremendously. If this were the Steelers of, like, 7-8 years ago, this charade wouldn't continue to go on. At this point, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is really not going to help us. He's kind of going to just help us, like, just stay in neutral and not really take any steps forward. You know, in my humble opinion, we should just roll with Mason Rudolph for a year, have a losing season, and just get into the top 10 and draft a quarterback next year. Not saying that that's going to mean the next guy's going to be a franchise guy, but, I mean, I'd rather Mason come here, do what he does, and just let the ball roll and just flip the coin.
Well, I don't disagree with a lot of what you just said, and my friend Benzie, Tim Benz. You know what? Whenever his name comes up, Limits, I love to get the last answer and question to Mike Tomlin at that news conference when nobody had asked, this was a couple weeks later, the last time people had a chance to address Tomlin about Pickens being late to the Chiefs' Christmas Day game. Tomlin and the Steelers thought they had escaped the year without a question on that. And in comes Benzie on a flying trapeze.
Mike, is there any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
Man, is that beautiful stuff. Okay, so we get to Benzie today in his column at the Trib. He's talking about Dan Graziano from ESPN. And we're going to hear a clip in a moment from Dan, and I think he summarizes this whole thing pretty well. But he also says here that the Steelers don't hate Mason Rudolph. He helped them to the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. So Graziano says, so I think if Rodgers shows up, they're fine with it. If he doesn't show up, they're fine with it. And Benzie says, agreed, they don't hate Rudolph. But if they really liked him, they wouldn't be waiting for Rodgers like this, would they? Would they, Limits?
No.
Let's play Graziano.
Here is what Dan Graziano had to say on ESPN Radio.
I think if you got the Steelers and you gave them truth serum, what they would tell you is, we didn't really like any of the options that were available at quarterback this offseason, including Aaron Rodgers. So we're just kind of going with what we ended up being left with. Like, they didn't feel like spending more on Justin Fields than the Jets did. They didn't feel like bringing Russell Wilson back. They didn't feel, for whatever reason, like playing on Sam Darnold in free agency or drafting a quarterback in the first five rounds. So I think around the time of the draft, I got the sense the Steelers were looking at like the next two drafts, the one that just happened and the one next year, as possibly a better option for addressing their long-term quarterback situation.
And they went on to say the Rudolph stuff that I mentioned. Man, if that doesn't leave you pumped up for Steelers season, I don't know what would.
I'm going to grab my towel right now.
Why? Let's, in a second, just replay his first couple of sentences where he finishes with, so we're just kind of going with what we ended up being left with?
I think if you got the Steelers and you gave them truth serum, what they would tell you is, we didn't really like any of the options that were available at quarterback this offseason, including Aaron Rodgers. So we're just kind of going with what we ended up being left with.
Woo! Let's go!
Woo! Put it up there on the banner. Steelers quarterback, what we were left with.
Now, why is it like this? Because they made a horrific... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mike Tomlin made a horrific mistake by drafting Kenny Pickett in the first round because they identified Mason Rudolph as a first-round pick and chose him as Ben's eventual successor, failed there too, because they failed to take Lamar Jackson when he was available. They failed to take Jalen Hurts when he was readily available, et cetera, et cetera. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, I forgot about him too. Now, I was on board with a couple of those things. And they failed with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. They love Mason Rudolph, man. Don't they just love him? I guess that's why they got rid of him without a legit contract offer last year and brought in Fields and Wilson. And then this year, they're waiting on Aaron Rodgers for whenever the hell he decides he's coming here. Like, anybody needed more proof about the Steelers and their feelings toward Mason Rudolph? He says it well there. Actually, Benzie says it better. If the Steelers really, really liked Mason Rudolph, they probably would have gone about the whole Mason Rudolph situation differently, I don't know, starting 8 years ago? Something like that? But they haven't. Who's next, Limits?
Here is Gary in the car.
Hey, Joe. How you doing today?
Good. Hello, Gary.
Hey, a couple quick points with Charrington. You know, people look at different things with him. One of the things that drive me absolutely crazy is the fact that he won't bring up talented players from the minor leagues, and he's influenced by the six-year
See, I have to jump early here. I have to jump early. They brought Jared Jones north with the team last year, and then Skeens was up by the second week in May.
Well, they had no choice in those two, if you take a look at the history. If Skeens, there would have been a revolt by the all of us fans here in Pirate World. But the Jones thing, if you look at who they picked up that year in free agency, they didn't have any choice but to have Jones the way he was pitching in the spring training. They had no choice but to keep him.
Right, but your statement that they never do it is a little off these days. But go ahead.
Well, if you look at their players, let's look at position players like Jeb's down there. He's a college ball player. He's, 23, 24 years old. They're not going to bring him up until he's 25 or 26 because they want to keep him between the ages of like 25 and 30, 31, 6-year control. And this is it. This has been a problem with them. If you look at other teams, you look at the Atlanta, look at all the teams that are bringing up players at 19 and 20 years old. They're ball players. They don't care about the age. They don't care about the six-year control. They don't care. That's not the
thing. Well, that's not true either, man. Many teams, and I appreciate the call, do what the Pirates do. You mentioned Chris Bryant with the Cubs all those years ago.
Yeah, it was an uproar about that when it happened.
I have a million things in front of me that I could rip the Pirates on. I'm not sure this is one of them. I will say this, though. Bubba Chandler should have been here. So the latest one is the best example. He should have been here. My only point is now that he's not, and now that they stink, like, what difference does it make? Wasn't there just a pirate?
What's that a combination of?
It has been a season-long tire fire here. It's the Pirates. Wasn't there just a report on all their minor leaguers? Who was he talking about? Mitch Jebb?
Yeah, Mitch Jebb is actually hitting 311.
Where?
Double A.
Okay.
He was also a college bat. That's why he's an older player. He's 23.
Okay, how many homers?
None.
Yeah, none. So, like, I think people look at some of these guys and say, he should be here. Well, no, he shouldn't. He has no home runs in Double A. What position is he, Malzi?
He's a middle infielder.